A victim of child sex trafficking just won a $40 million verdict in Atlanta's federal court. Now an adult, she sued civilly United Inn and Suites, the Decatur Motel where it all played out. Pat McDonough is the lead attorney in the sex trafficking division at Anderson, Tate & Carr and represented the victim. And when we spoke, he explained the nuances between a similar case he won last year, the first ever of its kind, and this one.
That was the first case to go to federal trial in the country, and that was against Red Roof Inn. It was an almost 3-week jury trial, but we had 11 plaintiffs, and it was a fairly complicated case, and that settled the day before it went out to jury. What happened last week was the first case in Georgia, I think the second case in the country, that's actually ever gone to a jury, and we've reached a verdict. And so this was not against a franchisor. This was against the hotel operator, the United Inn. And a jury came back with a unanimous verdict with $10 million compensatory damages and $30 million punitive damages and for a one minor survivor case.
And the importance of that $30 million, is that's really the jury saying to the property, you all messed up.
Yeah, it was. So $10 million is the compensatory, and that's saying, you know, what we allowed to happen to this child, you know, if she was sold over 200 times on the property, here's $10 million to compensate you. The $30 million of punitive, the real purpose of punitive is to punish and to send a message, right? To make a statement. The goal is to say, if you're going to run a hotel and it's going to turn a blind eye and allow this to go on, you know, you're going to be held accountable and you're going to get hit in the pocketbook. You know, there's tons of great hotels that do great work and, you know, they do the right thing and call the police. But there are these hotels that it's basically their business model is to rent to sex traffickers and drug dealers. And that's how they make their money.
Tell me about the victim.
She's fantastic. I met her 5 years ago. I mean, just the fact that she stuck through 5 years of litigation. I mean, you know, first, you know, she had to testify in open court to probably the worst part of her entire life. You know, she was very drained, but very happy, you know, in the long run.
Were you surprised by the amount of the verdict?
Not really, but I was relieved, right? I mean, we've always believed this, and it's just nice that after, you know, 6 years to have a group of people that, you know, aren't lawyers, that listen to all the evidence, you know, saw it the way we did, and really believed in, you know, our survivors. So it was very fulfilling in that way to be validated.
And this is one of a few cases kind of in the works. Tell me about the others.
Oddly, I have a case Monday, which is very similar. It's also in federal court. So we were able to celebrate briefly, but we're back to work. That's the next one this year. I mean, I'm sure there'll be other ones next year, but as far as our caseload and cases going to trial, that's the next one we have. It's Monday in federal court.
What message do these victories send?
One, you know, these are vulnerable kids that are taken advantage of, and there's a business that's literally making profit off our most vulnerable children. So you want to help them. But the real victory is that it's just not been noticed. And so what you hope is that they all start really ensuring that they do the right thing.
Have you seen that among hotel operators, especially since that first Red Roof Inn victory?
Yeah, and I think it's a trickle-down effect. I believe that, you know, with the more national brands, they're beginning to be much better at trying to enforce training on their hotels. This was an independent operator hotel, and I think it sometimes takes a little bit longer. But I think anybody in the hotel industry now, you know, that they're going to have seen this. And they just don't have any excuse anymore. I mean, businesses have been able to be held accountable since 2008. But it's really been only just over the past couple of years that we've really been able to, you know, use those laws to try to help these survivors. And I don't fool myself to think that we're ending sex trafficking. But, you know, it really felt like it was going the other way, that it was exploding. I mean, it just became so easy for a buyer to go online and then to go meet someone right off the interstate, you know, easy access. And if, you know, if the hotel turns a blind eye, it's just an easy business for these traffickers. But I don't think we can arrest our way out of this problem. I mean, I think it really, these civil verdicts, I think, do matter.
Pat McDonough is attorney and head of the sex trafficking division at Anderson, Tate & Carr. Pat, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.